Hi there and welcome to another Rowbeats workout. Rows that are different to my normal row-alongs because I don't talk the whole way through. I will talk to you and tell you when the change-ups are going to happen, but mostly it's just music to keep you energised and enthused through what will be a tough workout ahead. Now it is going to be a mixture of four different intensities. There's going to be a low intensity at 20 strokes a minute, moderate intensity at 24, high intensity at 30, and then sprints at 30 and above. Now, today's workout is going to be 12 minutes long and incorporating all of those intensities, but we are going to do a 5-minute warm-up first, and I will talk to you through this 5-minute warm-up in order to make sure your body's nice and open and ready for what's to come, okay? So we have to get our machine set up first, and when it comes to intensity on whatever machine you're using, set your intensity to whatever you know you're going to get a great workout from, okay? There's no real guidance here other than to say, don't just set it to max, because what usually happens then is that you have to tug against it with your upper body rather than using your legs, which is where you should really be rowing from. So be sensible when it comes to your intensity. However, I do want you to set your foot stretchers to quite a specific height, and that is one that allows you to slide into the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position without your heels coming too far off the foot plates, okay? Coming off a bit's okay, but if they have to come way off, then your feet are probably set way too high in the foot plates, and I want you to set them a little bit lower. Now, a good guidance here for where you should set them, if you don't know, is that the strap should cover the balls of your feet or the horizontal lace on your shoe, and you can then adjust from there for your own comfort, but it's a good place to start, okay? So this 5-minute warm-up, we're going to start off at a very light intensity and run about 20 strokes a minute, increasing slightly as we go through the warm-up, and then we're going to do a little bit of just opening up our bodies and things to make sure we're ready for the row ahead. So if you are ready, let's get going with this warm-up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. So really seriously, take it easy for this first minute, almost as though you were just standing up from a squat, especially if you've not done any exercise yet today, then use this 5 minutes to get your body used to the fact that you are going to be doing some exercise today at quite a high intensity. So it's important that you let your body warm up, okay? That's why it's called that, after all. And what you can focus on for this first minute is coming into the front of the machine with your arms straight, and a forwards tilt into the front of the machine, holding your straight arms in the forwards tilt, and then pushing your feet into the machine to start the power, only pulling with your arms at the back of the stroke. Don't pull from the front. That push from your legs is where the power comes from. And we'll find that out because I want you to push a little bit harder now. Still keep those arms straight at the front. Push a bit harder and increase the intensity that you're rowing at so that you feel your heart rate start to increase. Your breathing rate starts to increase too. But you know you're not sprinting, okay? You know you're now exercising as though you were walking up like 10 flights of stairs or something. You know that you're starting to kind of, like, oh, this is exercise. But you also know you can stay at this intensity for quite a long time to come. And we've still got another minute and 15 seconds at this. So you can concentrate on your body rock forwards towards the front of the machine as you push your legs, holding that body rock and straight arms, and then only swinging your back from the forwards tilt to a backwards tilt when your legs are around about halfway done. So you push with your legs, swing your body, and then you pull in your arms. And then the opposite of that is your recovery towards the front of the stroke. So arms away, rock forwards, and then bend your knees. That gets you in the perfect position. If you find you're having to throw your handle up over your knees, you're bending your knees first. Don't do that. Bend your knees last. Okay, in 3 strokes time, we are gonna start breaking the stroke down. Make sure and open your hips up. So take 1 foot out of the straps, put it on the ground, continue rowing. And with only 1 leg strapped in, It's much easier to get a feeling for this body rock forwards and backwards, and also how far forwards you need to roll to get your shin into a vertical position, and also that push from the leg. It's a really handy drill, this one. It's swap feet. Don't worry if it takes you a few seconds to change over. Continue rowing with the other leg. Just roll until that shin is vertical. You should find you can't, it's harder to go past vertical when you've only got one leg in as well. I'm gonna take three more here. And then you're gonna strap that other foot back in again. So one more. Put that foot back in. Now legs straight, and we're just gonna roll with our back and arms. So that means forwards tilt, and then you rock from forwards to backwards, and then pull your arms in at the back of the stroke. And then arms away, rock forwards. So back, arms, arms, back. Back, arms, arms, back. Really get a sense of a good posture sitting up on your sit bones here as you rock. And let's roll into the front with that forwards tilt and arms straight, and just push out with your feet. So hold your arms straight here. If you have a mirror or a reflection on your monitor, like I do on the Averon, look at your elbows. Make sure your elbows are not bending here. This is all about the legs, all about the forwards tilt and straight arms. You're not pulling at all with your arms here. Let's take one more. And we're all done with our 5 minute warm up. So have a quick drink, keep on rolling up and down on the rail, and I will quickly describe one more time what it is we're doing today, and we'll get into our Row Beats workout. Okay then, so today's Row Beats workout is gonna be 12 minutes long with a 2 minute cooldown tagged on to the end. It's gonna use all four of the intensities I spoke about in the intro, but it is gonna lean more towards the high intensity in order to give you an effective workout over what's quite a short amount of time. We are gonna start off for 1 minute at 24 strokes a minute at a moderate intensity, which is round about 10 to 15 seconds faster than you were rowing in that warm up, okay? I am going to tell you as we get closer to each of the change-ups what they're going to be, and the graphics in the background will also tell you what's going on, so hopefully you won't get lost. But even if you do, it'll only take you a couple of seconds to catch up, all right? So if you've had a drink and you've had a quick wiggle of your backside to make sure you're comfortable on your seat, we can get going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Remember, you can follow me for stroke rate if you're not used to rowing at a prescribed rate. Pushing with your legs. Power is from your legs, not from your arms. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna increase the stroke rate to 30 strokes a minute and row at a high intensity, probably 5 to 10 seconds faster than you are now. One more stroke. 30 strokes a minute for 1 minute. One stroke every 2 seconds. Keep pushing with your legs. Pull at the back. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go back to 24 strokes a minute, a moderate intensity. 5 to 10 seconds slower. Two more strokes. Let's go down to 24. for 1 minute. Don't slow down too much. Match your pace from last time. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go down to 20 strokes a minute and a low intensity for 30 seconds. Two more strokes. Let's reduce that stroke rate and intensity. Take this as a time for a drink if you need one. Otherwise, keep the rate low and the intensity low, because in 15 seconds time, we're going up to 30 strokes a minute and high intensity. One more stroke. Back up to 30s. One stroke every 2 seconds. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go down to 24s again at a moderate intensity. Two more strokes. Down to 24. Don't slow down too much. And then 20 seconds time, we're going to sprint for 30 seconds. As fast as you can manage. Two more strokes. Here we go. High rate, high speed. Push with the legs. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go down to 20 strokes a minute and a low intensity. 3, 2, 1, down to 20 strokes a minute, low intensity, for 1 minute. Have that drink now, if you need to. Stay connected to the machine, but row at a low intensity. In 20 seconds time, we're going to increase to 24 strokes a minute and that moderate intensity. 5 to 10 seconds faster than you're rowing right now. One more stroke. And here we go, up to 24s. For 1 minute. Keep your arms straight as you push with your legs. Remember your backswing. In 20 seconds time, we're going all the way up to 30 at a high intensity. And 4 strokes. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 1 stroke every 2 seconds. push your legs into the machine. Pull at the back, not the front. Keep your intensity up. We're getting a rest, slower, low intensity. Next. In 20 seconds, we go down to 20 strokes a minute. Low intensity. Two more strokes. 20 strokes a minute, low intensity for 1 minute. Take this time to have a quick drink if you need to. Arms straight at the front. Forwards tilt as you push your feet into the machine. In 20 seconds time, hold this stroke rate, but go full power with your legs and arms. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Push, pull, slow recovery. Push, pull, slow recovery. 1 second drive, 2 seconds recovery. Arms straight, push your legs. Hold that forwards tilt as you push. Keep the power up. In 20 seconds time, we're going to increase to 24 strokes a minute. Moderate intensity. Probably the same pace you're rowing at right now, at a higher stroke rate. Here we go. 24 strokes per minute for 1 minute. Seconds time, we're going to increase stroke rate to 30 and our pace will go up by 5 to 10 seconds. For 30 seconds, two more strokes here. Let's increase to 30 strokes a minute. In 10 seconds time, we're gonna sprint to the finish for 30 seconds. One more stroke. Let's go sprinting. 30 seconds. High rate, high pace. In seconds, come on. Two strokes. Well done. That's us finished with that 12 minute row beats workout. Let's get into some light rowing for 2 minutes. to cool down. Don't worry about stroke rate or pace or even the finer points of technique. Just make sure your body is moving as you go through your strokes. It's a tough one today. Might only have been 12 minutes long, but that mix of intensities and the varied heart rate that you get from it sure does, well, made my body work. Hopefully it made yours work too, if you are hitting the right intensities. These short workouts, it really is important that you don't back off. Possibly in the longer workouts, you can ease off a couple of seconds and still get an okay row out of it. Whereas on these shorter row beats workouts, if you don't actually hit high intensity when you're meant to, or even moderate intensity when you're meant to, you'll find you won't really have got the workout you're meant to have. So, as Dr. Rowalong, I prescribe that you do this workout again at a faster pace if you didn't get a good enough workout. I ain't no doctor. Okay, 10 seconds left of this cooldown. I really hope you enjoyed today's workout. Let me know if you do enjoy this row beats format. It's not something I'll do too many of, but I'd be interested to hear if you enjoyed it or not. Get in touch on the socials, etc. But until I see you in either the next row beats workout or any of the other row along workouts up here, please look after yourselves. Take care, row well, be well. Bye-bye.